Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody. Sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
And we have in the studio with us now the lovely Ruth from Anecto. And Anecto is an organisation that works through the lens of social inclusion, community connections, providing support to older people, people with disabilities, and lots of people in between. Thank you so much for joining us today, Ruth.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here
today.
It's great to have you on.
No, I was just going to say, Ruth, can you tell us a little bit about your role at Anecto and what it involves?
Absolutely. I am a case manager and I work from the Eastern office, which is based in Ringwood. Mm-hmm. And my territory, if you like, is the southern region.
Right.
So it's all the way from St Kilda over to Cranbourne, down to Portsea and everything in between.
Wow.
It's a big area.
That's massive.
Yeah, it is massive area. And I currently look after approximately 47, 48 clients between the southern and the eastern region.
Keeps you nice and busy, I would imagine.
Very busy.
Wow.
So what actually is a case manager? We hear that term very, very
a
often.
A lot, yeah. And it's not looking after cases, I don't think.
We don't look after suitcases, so no. What do you actually do?
No, we don't look after suitcases, although at times I'm sure we've packed one or two for our clients. Case management is basically we support and assist a client, and I must point out too that the area is community aged care. I'm not a case manager for youth. It is predominantly aged care for people over 65. Mm-hmm. So part of what I do is I assist them and support them to keep them empowered to perform tasks and duties that they can perform. We help with things that they can't do for themselves. And it can be something as straightforward as cleaning, personal care, shopping, but it can also be connecting or reconnecting them to their communities. Perhaps they've lost touch with a social group they're attending for whatever reason. Mobility issues, they can't drive anymore, they've lost their license, they're vision impaired now through either, you know, glaucoma or macular degeneration. So we reconnect, we re-able as much as we can, but we maintain a level of independence. We certainly don't come in and take services or help with services they can still do. We maintain what they can do. We also monitor, we assess to ensure that the services that we are providing are appropriate, current and meeting their needs at that time.
Yeah, wow. So am I right in thinking that your aim is to keep people at home over the age of 64? Like you're not looking at servicing people who are in aged care facilities, but to try and help people to stay at home.
That's exactly right, Zoe. The people that we support are on what's called a home care package, and the goal of that package is to support people to keep them at home. It is not to place them into a residential facility. However, in saying that, at times, as you can appreciate, things do sometimes work in a way where, you know, that is the next option for them. But the goal of the package as a service provision package is to enable people to remain at home.
Because I suppose everyone thinks that, you know, when they get older, that they're, you know, everyone thinks that they're going to be able to stay at home. Everyone thinks that, oh, you know, well, I'm going to spend my last dying days at home. I'm not going to spend in a facility. And sometimes things do happen, you know, severe disability or, you know, or loss of something that doesn't allow them, whether it's housing or income or...
Well, mobility is often a big issue as well in terms of access and being able to get up and down stairs. We've had a few family friends recently who've been ill and they now find it very difficult indeed to get up to their second story bedrooms.
Yeah.
So they're doing renovations in the garage to put a bedroom downstairs so that they can stay at home. And I think, you know, people have to start thinking about things like that.
And we do, don't we? Because the reality is that we've got an ageing population that's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if we don't start getting rid of stairs, I don't, to be honest, I don't understand why we have any stairs, why we don't, why all
preaching
stairs
aren't. Preaching to the choir here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Ramp everything.
Don't like the things myself. Yeah. Can't get up them, can't get down
Ramps and lifts, you ramps know? And lifts. Yeah, it just doesn't seem to make sense. But we, yeah, really need to think about, you know, that side of things. So, I mean, that's a lot of clients. How do you manage to service, or, I mean, what does it include? Does it include visiting those individuals, or?
It includes visiting the individuals. It includes liaising with their family. There could be other health professionals, allied health involved, OTs, physios, GPs.
Oh, wow. So you could develop like a care plan, like a plan with that person about what their needs are.
We do.
And you
we
liaise
do.
With all the other people.
We
to
do.
Make sure.
We do.
Wow,
we
that's
do.
Great.
We do.
So for people who might be listening to this program at home or at work, thinking, oh, look, my mum could really, you know, my mum could really do with a bit of help, and she's in that area, you know, like she could stay at home if there was someone to clean the gutters, or if there was someone to help with the shopping, or if, you know, some of those little bits and pieces. What should those people do?
Well, there are a number of ways that they can come into the system, if you like. A GP can refer to an aged care assessment service.
Okay.
And in the southern region, there are three such services. One is based at Mount Eliza, one at Kingston, and then one at Caulfield. Families can also refer their loved one if they if they're happy to do that. It's quite common that when someone is hospitalised for whatever reason, that the hospital can refer them as well. So what happens from that point is the aged care assessment service will make a time to come to the home, assess the person.
Oh, great. So the person doesn't have to go to them. They can come in. Oh, that's so much
better. It's actually done at home, because it gives the assessor a clear snapshot as to what their needs are at the time of the assessment. So the assessment is performed. The details are put up on a very secure wait list, which we can only a handful of people can access. It's not open for everyone to access. The unfortunate thing with the wait list is that at times people can stay on that wait list for months, if not years.
Yeah, longer than we want them to stay on that wait list.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. But once a vacancy from an organisation is available, we contact the person on the wait list, offer them a home care package, and if all goes well, they sign up with Enecto, and from there the journey begins.
Great. So what I'm hearing is get in early. You know, like if you have someone who isn't having major problems now, it might be just little bits and pieces, but you think it might get worse, then make the contact so you can get the assessment. Because
it is ideal, because it's all part of future planning rather than reacting to a crisis. Reacting to a crisis is a lot more difficult to manage, because everyone's just beside themselves. But if you're planning for future events, that's the best way to do it.
Missed your favourite show? Head to the New Joy website and click on podcast to catch up with the best Joy has to offer. joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.